I'd like to begin by trying to put that gospel reading in the context in which we find it in the Gospel of Matthew. Shortly before the passage that we heard this morning, Matthew tells us the story of the cleansing of the temple. You know, that's when Jesus comes in and overturns the money changers' tables and tells them to get out of there. Now that brought a confrontation with the religious leaders of the time, the Pharisees, the elders. And so it's in that context that we need to understand this reading. Notice how Jesus says right there at the beginning. He says it to the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now, in that story, the first group was the ones who say, no, I won't go. I won't go out in the vineyard and work. That is the sinners. Those are the ones who, on the exterior, were saying no. But then they heard the word of God preached by John the Baptist, and they repented, and they changed their lives. The second group was the ones that, more on the exterior, were saying, yes, we're trying to do what God wants us to do. But deep down, they were filled with self-righteousness, filled with pride, and they were not willing to really listen to the word of God. Jesus was trying to confront those religious leaders and say to them, you are like that. Yes, you look like you're doing all the right things, but deep down, you're filled with evil. The confrontation continues to grow, and though if you read that part of Matthew's gospel. But what does it say to us? Well, it tells us that these exterior things, like I was just talking about, genuflection, signs of the cross, those are good, but they have to spring from within. All of our exterior acts of worship must come from something inside of us, and that is a deep desire to do God's will, and an acknowledgement that we are totally, completely dependent upon the grace of God to do what is good and what is right. When we are filled with self-righteousness, then we are like the Pharisees. We are like those religious leaders. I want to go now to the second reading, because St. Paul has much to teach us in that reading. Notice what he says. Do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory. Humbly regard others as more important than yourself, and looking out not for your own interests, but the interests of others. Then he says, your attitude must be that of Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. He emptied himself. He took the form of a slave, and he became obedient even unto death, death on a cross. Paul there is saying that this Jesus, this Son of God, set the model for us of how you and I must learn to humble ourselves. We must realize that everything we are, everything we have, is God's gift to us. And that only with the power of God can we do His will. He's teaching us that we must pour ourselves out in humble service of one another. And that any time we're trying to be the most well-known, or the most famous, or the number one, or to get the honor, to get the glory, we are moving contrary to the way that God wants us to be. It's a hard lesson for us. But can you imagine what our world would be like if we could live that? If we would let go of our selfishness, if we would think of the needs of others before we think of our own needs, if we were really willing and ready to serve one another, how different our world would be. And yet by baptism, by being become members of Christ, that is what we are supposed to be striving to do. Imitate Jesus, who humbled himself, who poured himself out for our salvation. Now the truth is, we can't do that on our own. We're not going to do it by sheer willpower. It's only by God's grace living, working in us. And that's one of the reasons we gather here every week. We need the power of the Spirit. We need the very life of Christ in us that we receive through the sacrament of his body and blood. We come here to be transformed. But we come here to be transformed so that we might go out and transform the world in which we live. That is our mission. That is our vocation. To be transformed by the power of God, and then transform the world and make it into the world that God wants it to be.